Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Urist.
Aaron Urist, the Leon Urist of comedy.
People That's have right. said that about you, haven't they?
Specifically you two.
Because most people,
say it all the time.
When you're doing stand-up, there's an exodus from the room.
No, yes. Come on.
Kidding. Aaron Urist is one of our favorite people to tour around with and work with. We were paired up with him in Denver.
Actually, we checked in with our buddy Adam Caton Holland in Denver, and we said, hey man, we need a good feature act for these shows that we're doing out. I think it was the one we were out in the
Landmark.
Out in the Landmark
South Club.
And he said, I got the guy. Best comedy.
So he suggested you, and we always inherently trust that dude. You were fantastic. And then
thank you.
We had you come with us to Austin, which was fantastic as well.
Love it.
Love it. And you're here. You're in LA. I'm so happy you're doing some shows
here. I'm so excited to be here.
How have you found it? You came and it just immediately started raining.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry
That's
that.
What happens. I have a profound negative effect on the weather.
You know the phrase, bringing the pain? You bring the rain.
I bring the rain.
He literally made it rain.
And you also bring the funk.
I bring,
but not the noise.
No, never. I'm very quiet. Quietly funky.
Quiet funk.
You're quietly funky. You're a quietly funky
I'm
dude.
I'm quietly funky. This started out as a joke, but it's actually...
That
pretty,
is a
it's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate.
Pretty damn
I'm
accurate.
I'm a quietly funky person.
Well, dude, I'm so happy you're here. We've got stories. Mm-hmm. There's dumb stuff
got
happening
a
in the
story.
World. We got a story. There is dumb stuff happening in the world, and we need
so
to,
much.
We need to break it down. In the best possible way.
We have to understand it so that we can try to fight it.
Fight it, right. We see it. You travel around, you're a comedian, you see a lot of it everywhere.
An incredible amount of
the
dumbness.
And we are aware of it.
That's what we do as comedians is try to sort of...
Harness it.
Harness it.
The dumb.
Extract it.
Try to, yeah.
Turn it into cologne.
Create a serum
there you go.
To fight it. Daniel, what do we got? Let's jump into it.
Let's do it. Sent in by Big J Mills with a Z. Two L's, one
yes.
Z.
I love this. I want to party with this guy.
At Big J Mills on Twitter.
Sounds like a dumbness connoisseur.
At bigjmills.gov.
What up, Big J? You know, that's everywhere he goes.
What up, Big J?
Big J.
Big J up in the house.
Big dog.
Big J Mills.
My man.
Millsy.
North Salt Lake, Utah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
North Salt Lake, Utah.
We've been to Salt Lake.
A California man was arrested in Davis County, Utah. So
how did he get there?
Crossing state lines.
Traveled to get there.
Yes.
He traveled to commit crimes.
Really, we have one story, so I don't know why it's even a problem. Like, we can do this all day. Sidestep, just because this hit me when I said Utah twice. Have you guys watched Abducted in Plain Sight?
Nope.
No.
Is that the Elizabeth Smart story?
No.
What?
It is a documentary about a... I can't even.
Because I have kids, it's going to freak me out beyond belief?
Dude, you will want to. I can't
hunt this person down and kill them?
More than one person. There, you guys, this is what I wrote, okay? And I sat on this. This was so important to me to put out. I sat on this until peak Twitter hours. So I'm like, I'm not burning this at midnight.
No. This is like a noon tweet.
Yes.
That's so hard to do.
The next day.
I can't.
You don't have that self-control.
I'm bad at Twitter. It needs to happen now.
Don't you also have some where you're like, oh, this would be good around 1 a.m. Next time I'm up late.
That's most of the time.
I tweeted out.
Twitter after dark.
If you want to keep saying the words, this shit can't get any crazier, and be wrong, go watch Abducted in Plain Sight.
Okay, Dan.
You will call me up. I'm not shitting.
I will.
You. Especially for anybody listening, I love all you townies. Go watch this documentary. Tweet at me at the 22-minute mark.
No.
Because that is when... Wow. That is when everything is going to change.
Am I going to want to go to, when we go to Utah to do our shows there
find
at the end of July,
yes.
find these people and kill them?
I'm not. I
strangle
can't,
them in plain
you
sight?
You are going to be
so
enraged.
Enraged.
And also in disbelief. Guys, I'm telling you. The fact, I love that you haven't seen it. Mm-mm. I can't wait for the text that I know I'm going to get.
You're going to get them. You're going to get them.
You too. I want to know what you think.
I will definitely check it out.
Okay.
Aaron's already watching it.
During
this episode.
Stop. Put your phone.
Shut up.
He's not lying about that funk.
He's not lying about it. He brought it.
That was a little loud.
Okay. A California man.
In Northern Utah.
Finish this sentence, and you guys are going to love it.
Davis County.
Yes. Was arrested in Davis County, Utah, Tuesday, after police said he bit another man during an argument about conspiracy theories while they were both in a hot tub.
Yes. God damn it. Yes. Oh, it's so powerful.
Aaron, do you love your story?
I love it.
Aaron, you have been given a gift from
this
God.
This is beautiful.
He bit another man while arguing about conspiracy theories in a hot tub.
Is this après ski? Is this an after ski hot tub? We're tired.
It's a conspiracy theory. Ski retreat.
It's like
Somebody says, I'll tell you.
A conspiracy theorist spa.
Once somebody says, I'll tell you what they don't want you to know, walk away. Get out of the hot tub. Get out of the hot tub.
Well, or if someone starts a sentence with, well, you know about.
Oh, I know.
Get out.
Right.
Just be like, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little prunish.
Unless, you know this isn't really water, right?
No, wait. Get out. Get out.
Get out.
If you said, I know 9/11 was an inside job, and now here's another inside job. You pull down your pants in the hot tub. All right, I'll give you a bite.
See where that road
That's
goes.
A fair bite.
Right.
That's a bite on the shoulder to get away.
The government doesn't want you to know what this rash is.
No.
I don't. No one wants
to know.
No
one wants us to know.
But I'm afraid to find out.
Specifically the government.
According to an affidavit of probable cause released in Utah's 2nd District Court, detectives received a call Tuesday saying a man had been assaulted by Brian David Boyack.
Oh, man.
BDB.
BDB.
Professional Bigfoot hunter. Brian David Boyack.
B-O-Y-A-C-K.
Check out my Hummel collection online. Brian David Boyack.
Boyack. A man had been assaulted by Brian David Boyack.
I want to know what his conspiracy, what were they arguing over? Do they even get into
that? Yes, they
do. Great. Oh, man.
And a, quote, large chunk of his ear had been bitten off.
No.
Why do they always go for the ear?
Because he's I'm going to whisper this conspiracy to you. There's microphones in this tub. This is like that scene in The Firm where you turn the music up real loud and talk to each other. Hold still while I whisper.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
Some conspiracies have to be whispered.
Dan, you're joking, but I bet that's exactly how it happened. Because it's like,
there's microphones everywhere. Can't let them pick this up.
I mean, there probably was almost like in a burglary that is an inside job. I'm not getting all conspiracy theory. There was probably no forced entry,
so to speak.
But
you know the guy who got bit was like, okay, dude, you can whisper it. Stop grabbing my arm when you talk to me. Like, go on my arm and just tell
Get
me.
Off.
Yeah. Like, go Get on my off. Arm and just talk.
It's like two kids fighting in the back of a car on a long car ride.
I knew you weren't ready to hear it.
Brian David Boyack.
Now you tell him Boyack told you this. It's boyack.com/angelfire.
Go to my MySpace.
No way.
It's the only one not being monitored. They think there's nothing there, and that's where the truth is.
Me and three Mexican bands. That's all that's left on MySpace.
Look, we're both going to play Fortnite at the same time. If we do it in the middle of the night, we have a good chance of being randomly put into a group. Then I will write the answers in ammo. I will shoot the answers onto a wall.
In it. We'll both go to Loot Lake. We'll both get what we need.
Jason,
stop. Stop. You do know what all these things are. I don't. None of us do.
Detectives made contact with the victim at the emergency room, the affidavit said.
He's just bleeding.
And we're told that Boyack had bitten the victim's ear following a conversation about big corporations and conspiracy theories while the two were in the hot tub.
Yep.
This also is at one
corporate
point
greed.
At one point there were 6 to 7 people in that hot tub.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That all cleared out and left this guy with David Boyack.
Oh, God.
Brian David Boyack.
This guy was laying down with his eyes closed.
He must have really
and
wanted
he was
to
doing the like head back,
head back, and he's like, I don't see what's so bad about Bank of America. Oh my God,
Boyack. You got Boyack. You got Boyack.
Boyack's like, obviously you haven't listened to the Wells Fargo episode of The Dollop.
Boyackity yak.
Just came up from under the water like a Navy SEAL.
So this guy Boyack. Thought he was alone?
Boyack. Right. Boyack. Boyack, Boyack, Boyack.
He just came up, bobbed up.
Right.
Took a chunk
Honey,
and then
come
went
inside.
Back down.
A Boyack. I'm going to hear him out, babe. I'm going to hear Boyack. I'm going to hear Boyack out.
They're spraying us. You listen to the Joe Rogan podcast.
That's not jet fuel. Look at that. There's no reason that should evaporate. By
Why
now.
Am I seeing chemtrails at night? Fucking Walmart.
Boyack does sound like a buoyant kayak.
Yes. You get it at
so
REI.
It makes sense that this would
what
happen
What if he's in a hot tub in a kayak? I can't
he's
get
in,
man.
He's in a Boyack. A Boyack is a kayak sized for little boys?
Yeah.
He's in a tiny
well,
kayak.
Well, put your son in a Boyack and tell him to come along. It's only a class two rapid.
We're going to take a quick break. When we do, we're going to get into more of how these conspiracy stories started. And what happened in the hot tub with the victim and Brian David Boyack?
I can't wait.
It's a Dumb People Town Friday.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, we're back. Our guest is Aaron Uris. Before we get back into the story and the conspiracy theories,
a good follow on the old Twitters and the old Instagrams.
Please, you are. Let's tell them what the address. Is.
At Aaron, I guess you don't really need to say the at part because
no.
Everyone has the at.
Aaron Urist, U-R-I-S-T.
U-R-I-S-T. A-A-R-O-N. U-R-I-S-T.
Follow
me. I need it.
All right, should we get back into it, friends?
Let's do it. Okay.
Okay.
So, guy bit, conspiracy theory, hot tub.
Are they going
to? Brian David Boyack.
And it's about corporate. Corporate
crime. Yeah,
by
the way, here we go. The victim.
Biting is such an intimate crime.
It really
is. It like
one of the most intimate.
More intimate than
and
sex.
And the ear, too, because it's. You know, like if I was pushing you away, I could maybe see how a hand might end up near the mouth, but you're in there.
I think a headbutt is intimate.
Sure.
But like biting is like,
that's
the fighter's kiss of assault.
It's an angry kiss.
We went the same way,
really.
Yeah, the fighter's kiss.
It's the kiss of assault.
It's literally you saying, I want to put some of you inside of me.
Yeah.
The victim. Said he worked for big banking business.
Mm-mm.
At which point, I think three people in the hot tub who knew Brian David Boyack immediately
gotta get out of here.
Immediately, like they saw the dead end
Don't
of this
Don't ask
road.
Any questions, baby. This
right.
is going to a dark place.
He just told Brian that he works for big banks. We're go.
Three
just
people looked
now.
At the, three people looked at their arms like they had watches on.
Yep,
they were like, "Wow, it's getting late. It's getting late.
Wow, this hot tub's dirty."
The victim said he worked for a big banking business, which is too vague. Then I'm
yeah,
like,
not a thing.
Right.
Yeah. Big banking business. He's lying.
By the way, if I was sitting next to this guy, I'd bite his ear.
Yeah.
Don't say that shit.
And
bitch.
The conversation became heated to the point where Boyack began to pack up his and his family's belongings and
his family
that they brought
them
to
in,
the hot
oh,
tub.
Guys, they're all relatives staying in this house together.
Whoa.
They're like, it's like some sort of family and friends.
Airbnb?
Like that. I don't
this
know.
This was in a house?
They're outside the house at the hot tub.
I figured this was in
like
the one Motel 6 that has a functioning hot
that's
tub.
Right. That's a right. holodome.
Mm-hmm. I love the holodome.
I know.
We've been over
well
this before, but playing ping pong.
It was Mary Lynn we were talking
playing
about.
Playing ping pong in a kind of sweaty, steamed up windows. Oh, it's great.
I'm working on a whole bit about how much I hate ping pong.
Oh, God.
The victim said he worked for a big banking business. Conversation became heated to the point where Boyack began to pack up his and his family's belongings and put them in a vehicle, which means it is the middle of the night. This guy is
We're
wet
going.
In a swim trunk. Yeah. Yes.
He's dripping everywhere.
Kelly, get your shit. We're going.
He
get
just said he works for big bank business.
He got out of the hot tub, went to a vehicle, and came back to the hot tub
to
bite this
an
guy.
Ear.
Yeah.
Boy, well, yeah.
He was the cool. homeowner, that's who's also the victim, I think,
mm-hmm.
locked Brian David Boyack out of the house because he was, quote, acting crazy,
of
and
course.
He didn't want Boyack driving, which is also kind of nice.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So
don't
at
drive.
This point.
Don't drive crazy, guys.
At this point, so now, let's picture it. Everybody else has gone inside. It's the middle of the night. Two men are, I presume, still, they didn't take time to dry off, so they're still wet in their swimsuits. One
yes.
of them is loading shit into his minivan.
Uh-huh.
in the middle of the night yelling at his family that they're leaving. Mm-hmm. The guy who owns the house, also wet and in his swimming suit,
locks the door
to keep him out and that's also right. keep him from his keys, I guess. Which
sure.
the
Boyack out of
at
there.
This point, Boyack picked up patio furniture and started throwing it at the front of the house. Well, why do you have patio furniture in the front of your house?
Because he brought it. That's what he was packing up. Got to pack up all these cut-off shorts and the patio furniture and get umbrella, it in the Kia Sorento.
Do it right now.
The victim stated he went out of the home. Never go out into that's their realm. No. Don't go
You don't want to blame a victim here, but
you're
get,
giving
stay
up strategic position.
Three numbers. Not the second the first chair hits the front of the house, nine.
You should know better. You work for big bank business.
That's right.
You should know.
Like, watch Game of Thrones, people. If you're in the castle, don't open the door to the walls. That's your position.
That blew my mind. On that show.
Just don't put the drawbridge down.
Okay? Yeah. It's like, they don't know how castles work.
Right. Don't open the doors.
The shit is fortified.
Yeah. But
keep the gates closed. So at this point, he starts throwing patio furniture at the house. Mm-hmm. The victim stated he went out of the home to tell Boyack to stop damaging the home, and that's when he was attacked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
During the attack, detective stated Brian David Boyack held the victim to the ground and bit off a chunk of his ear.
Wow.
So it didn't really happen in the hot tub, but okay.
After the victim was bitten, the affidavit stated that Brian David Boyack got into his truck and drove off.
Without his family.
Now,
you gonna get bit.
Investigators.
That, to me, would be a great name for a blue-collar comedy album.
Sure.
You gonna get bit.
Or Brian David Boyack's own TV show.
Right. Or
it's a game show. Where
it's like, can you
push... You gonna get bit.
It's all about conspiracy
Nobody wins,
theories.
But you might lose.
Boyack is lurking behind the contestants. If they say anything that's a trigger for him,
you gonna get bit.
Investigators were unable to locate Boyack, but were later contacted by him, and he was taken into custody after turning himself in. All right, Boyack's coming in. Hot.
He says he's coming down to bite us.
Listen, this was his quote.
This one kind of bit him in the ass, didn't it?
According to the report, here's what he told officers. Quote, I've done something horrible, but I don't want to answer questions. That kind of sums up his whole life, probably. Yes.
He was not talking about the biting
incident. No, that's a whole
that
had thing.
Nothing to do with
it's
the biting.
A whole different
that
thing.
Was something else.
Boyack was booked into Davis County Jail for one count of mayhem, a second-degree felony.
Mayhem.
He's mayhem. Yeah. He's Allstate.
Yeah.
Three counts of domestic violence and in the presence of a child, all third-degree felonies, one count of criminal mischief, a Class B misdemeanor, and one count of intoxication. They'll get you in Utah.
The chunk is really bothering me.
A Class C misdemeanor. Yeah. I know. Did he eat
chunk.
It? Is it gone?
It's upsetting.
No, you spit that out on the grass.
You would, but Boyack don't waste food.
Boyack, are you guys ready for this?
It's like the buffalo to Boyack.
That's right. Use every part of the ear.
Hey, man, we're not wasting anything. This isn't big banking.
Brian David Boyack looks exactly
like
how
you think he should look.
Yes. If you were like, oh.
Wait, don't show me yet, and I'm going to tell you what I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Buzz cut.
Okay.
Mm.
Goatee.
Uh-huh.
A little bit overweight.
Okay.
Aaron, what do you think he looks like?
But works out.
He has a mullet.
Uh-huh.
Most of a mullet, but it's messed up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a well-done mullet.
Okay.
Shirtless.
Uh-huh.
One tattoo. On the arm.
That he did himself?
He did it himself. Absolutely.
Carved it with the bottom of an umbrella of patio furniture.
Of a hot tub.
And it says, rather be here.
Rather be biting. You gonna get bit.
You gonna get bit. I think he's got a beard, full beard, crazy curly hair that is unkempt.
Okay.
And he kind of looks a little like Mick Foley.
Okay.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you this. All three of you are a little bit right.
What if I said all three of you were exactly right?
All right.
This picture will be on the Facebook page. If you are listening to this podcast and you aren't a member of the Facebook page,
what are you doing?
Become a member. You get all this great stuff on there, and we let you know when things are happening. Do it right now. It's
you
Facebook.
You become a member. All you got to do is
just like it. For
just
Christ's
like
sake.
Like it. Follow.
Follow it. Follow.
Aaron is probably the closest.
I love it.
But you guys all had elements. As soon as I show it to you, get me your guess on how old you think he is.
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
Okay.
Right. ready?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
He looks like the best character that Colin Farrell's never played.
Yeah, I know, right?
137
years. No, you are
look
right.
At Aaron, you were close. You were and really, you had a goatee part really yeah, well, too.
Jay, what do you think? Jay, you were good.
Okay.
He's
you want to go first, Tig, or third?
Where do you want to go?
Brian David Boyack. How old?
The AG.
And we'll get out of here on that.
I'd like to go first.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Sure.
Brian David Boyack.
Mm-hmm. We know him now.
Creator of the hit podcast, You Gonna Get Bit.
You Gonna Get Bit.
Welcome to You Gonna Get Bit. 41 years old.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Jay or Aaron?
36.
36 from Jason Sklar. Yeah.
That's a good guess. I think he's 34.
34.
Yeah,
wow. From 34. Randy Sklar.
41, 36, 34.
All okay. Right.
Follow Aaron Uris. Go great see him when he does live stuff.
Go
get
see
your
me.
Answers in.
Opening for comedians like the Sklar brothers.
Amazing. Yeah, buddy. Really talented and a great dude.
And go to supersklars.com. Go to danielvankirk.com. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Brian. David.
David. Boyack. The third.
A man that
Boyack.
Hates big banks and loves the taste of ears.
Don't get me!
Throws patio furniture, leaves in the middle of the night,
you
and likes a good hot
bit.
Tubbing.
You gonna get bit. You gonna get bit.
Has a messy mullet.
It is a stringy mullet.
It
at
is
best.
A string. It's a carny mullet.
That is a carny mullet. Yeah.
That's
it'll
a miss my mullet. Mullet.
It'll yeah. Miss my mullet.
It's a mullet of life,
you
not
get
choice.
Bit.
He is 43 years
yes.
Old.
Yes.
Oh, look
yes.
At
go. Way to go.
So I feel so good.
You knew your man.
You just
knew
walked
your
right
man.
In
I've
and
met,
took it.
I've met Boyack.
You know from Boyack. Oh, man.
I got the bite mark to prove it.
What a great story. Thank you, Aaron Uris. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
Thank you so much.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.